This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Hope you're having an incredible day. This is going to be an unbelievable show. And the reason is because nice guys finish first, and I don't know that there's a nicer guy in network marketing block to block than this man that we're interviewing today. And it's at such a level that my son Adrian right here, he usually only does the commercials. So he shows up. He's all spruced up. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to interview Jeff. I go, what? Because the guy at Ray Higdon's event down in Florida was so kind to us. He gave us an endorsement. He gave us a book review. He's unbelievable, Dad. And I go, okay, Adrian, well, that's nice news. Go ahead. Take it away. So tell people what, lead the show off.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, it's so good to have you. And, you know, I heard Jeff speak for the first time, I guess, almost 2 years ago, over 2 years ago at the ANMP. And he just shared a story that I think we all can really appreciate and identify with of how he came to be so successful. And we'll let him share more of that. But I just, you could tell he was the kind of guy who was extremely genuine. And so then we had an opportunity to connect down in Orlando last year, and I got to hear about this new book that he had launched. And just, I really appreciate who you are, Jeff. And so it's great to have you here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you, too. That's so awesome.
And you like the Tennessee Titans even then?
They're okay. You know, the funny thing is, not the last Super Bowl, but the one before, the Patriots, when they played in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I bought tickets. We were right behind the Patriots. I took my son. And so they're all like, the people sitting in that area said, you're from Tennessee and you're a Patriots fan? I said, yeah, I love Tom. I just love Tom. He's a great quarterback.
He's down to Florida for whatever team he's. Is that who you're rooting for this year then?
Oh, you know what? No, I'm confused because I'll follow and see how he does with that team. We'll see. You know, well, I don't know what happened there.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 64.
That's how old Brady is. That'll be cool. All right. That's exciting. You're the same age. So here's the deal. I was trying to get across how good a guy you are, and everybody is seeing that right now. And you've made an unbelievable career out of being a great guy who works really hard. I'll never forget it. I said, how did you reinvent yourself? And you said, I plugged in with Higdon. I plugged in with people. I went to work. I didn't look back. Everybody telling me I was crazy. I didn't listen to them. And here the rest is history. You are on top at a level that people wouldn't believe because of hard work that took a long time, right?
That's right.
Cool.
It did happen overnight. Yeah, my goal when I started in my last company 21 years ago was just to make $5,000 a month. And, you know, and I was there in my third month. So I thought, oh, this is great. Now I can keep the wolves away. You know, that was my goal.
Yeah. And so you made the $5,000, and then you said, well, if I can make five, I can make 10. If I can make 10, I can make 20.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens, isn't it? Because we start believing what's possible. I've heard it said many years ago, I don't know who it was, but that we can't imagine more than double what we're currently earning. So I kept doubling.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of a competitive guy. And I will never forget when I sat behind you at Eric Worre's seven-figure earner event or whatever it was. And you're standing, and you're somewhat of a slow talker. Would you agree with that? I mean, you know, it's at a pace. And so I'm listening to you, and I'm going, who is this guy? Because I didn't know who you were, and you had your beautiful wife, and you were sitting right in front of me, and you were being so attentive and nice to her. It was unbelievable. and they kept telling people to sit down as they hit income page. And I sat down like an hour before, and here's Jeff still standing the entire time because you had hit some income levels that people can't even fathom. So we don't even want to talk about that in light of the FTC and all the things going on. But you've managed to make it to the top and take people with you. And you're pretty convinced that this profession is something that people willing to work can be successful, right?
Absolutely.
That is unbelievable. So what's your secret to success, Jeff?
Don't overthink it. That's what I told a guy yesterday. I was doing a Zoom call to support a leader. I said, listen, you got a lot more education than me, okay? I'm the guy that used to clean floors at night. And I would listen to Earl Nightingale tapes between jobs. The thing is, educated people tend to overthink it and complicate it. I didn't complicate it. I just got it done. But I worked very hard cleaning floors at night, stripping floors in Kmarts. And if you've never stripped a floor before, you're going to find that it's an athletic event. And when I came into network marketing, I came in with the same work ethic. I just worked hard.
Yeah.
Worked very hard at it.
So you worked like you were scrubbing floors at the store. I mean, you just gave it you got. And then you look at people and say, hey, look, man, you're going to have to work hard, whether it's scrubbing floors, scrubbing toilets, digging ditches, or doing this. Choose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way, you know, I mean, and I still have dreams sometimes, you know, that I'm doing floors. I don't wake up and sweat.
No, man, you're not there anymore. You're not there anymore. Everything's cool now. Just relax. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You're done with that.
Network marketing.
And so you're a big proponent of training people yourself. I watch you a lot. I'm a lot more of a stalker on you. And you've actually mentioned me a few times when I'm watching your Facebook Live when you're training everybody else. And I thank you for that. But I consider you the guy that can train people. And most people, you know, they look like a freak of nature. You know, they're a movie star this and there. And you and I are kind of like just grinders. We get out there. We get up every morning. We do pretty much the same thing every day, which is called leaders, follow up on prospects, do what we're supposed to do in order to create our organization, which shows people that if we're doing it, they're doing it, right?
That's right.
That's such a...
Well, it creates momentum is monotony.
Yeah.
I like nothing that. Glamorous or glorious about it. It's just doing the grind.
What creates momentum is monotony. Wow. That's a doggone good line. Is that your book?
No, but I've been saying it for years, but I forget who said it, but I never forgot it when they did.
That's exactly it, yeah.
It resonated with me. I said, yeah, that makes sense.
And I mean, I get interviewed all the time with my daily method of operation. People, for some reason, are mesmerized by what I do exactly the same every day. I get up early, I pray a little bit, and then I do a big motivation call. Then I do a Facebook Live. Then I do my AA meeting while I'm walking to the coffee shop. I do 45 minutes of coffee with the Misfits, and then I go off and do a meeting with him. And then I start my day. But it's monotonous. It's the same thing every day. And it's given me my life just like your routine, right?
Yes.
And talk about what that daily structure is for you. Like, what do you do every day? What do you tell your leaders to do every day that's that monotony that creates the momentum you have?
Mostly is write down, decide what is most important that has to happen that day. And then stay on top of that. Who are the people that you need to follow up on, or who in your team do you need to be talking to? If there's any problems or issues, what are they? And let's get it fixed. You know, things like that, just getting some clarity. And then like you, Tom, too, time for prayer, time for maybe Bible reading. Get God behind your day, and then anything can happen. Good things will happen.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in that. But, you know, and then it's just, course, I live out here in nature, so I'm always putting out the bird feeders, and I call it I put out the bird seed, but it's really the bear seed, because then the bears start showing up. And
talk a little bit about that. I love Jeff for a million reasons, but I mostly, you know, you come for the network marketing tips, you stay for the bear videos. This guy has more bears hanging out in the backyard of his property than anything I've ever seen, and you host people at that property all the time, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. Matter of fact, this room is a party room. So usually, like, you know, when we have like a convention or a big event, then here on the mountain, there are rental properties, really nice properties. So then we'll put the leaders up, and then we'll have maybe 5 days of activity. And there's a lot to do here because this is where Dolly Parton's from, right? So we got Dollywood, the theme park here. Then we got Dixie Stampede. It's now called Dolly Stampede. Horse and Dinner Theater reenacts the life, the American life from the beginning, you know, the Indians and the cowboys and on into the Civil War. Anyway, it's an incredible show. And then I'll take them to the park, and then there's just so much stuff. But we always wind up in this room in the evening, and then they'll, on that stage, karaoke. We'll have food service here, and then everybody just hangs out and just laughs, talks, you know, whatever. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's great to be able to create that kind of camaraderie and to, you know, that culture within your team and your organization, and just to develop that, isn't it?
It's most important. It's what I call creating the sticky stuff.
Yeah.
The sticky stuff, when you create that, the relationship, you know, with your people, they'll stay with you forever. I mean, it would be unthinkable that they would ever want to move on because you've created so much sticky stuff, you know, and so we know one another so, you know, so well. That's the reason why I still have a team after, I don't know, 22 years now.
And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some of the highs and lows of your career, because people have to understand this thing isn't all just a rise to the sky. You have people leave, you have teams leave, you have your company get in trouble, you have their products get banned, you have the people trying to attack the whole profession, you have people trying to attack you. And you know what? It goes with the territory, and you have to be prepared for that. So we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
So we're on the Genesis Communication Network. A guy named Ted Anderson owns this huge thing, 550 radio stations. We love the guy. He's kept us on the air 12 years straight. I love him. If he ever gets remarried, I'm going to dance at his wedding because he's that. So we're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian, Tom, and Jeff. We'll be right back.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, and we are live on the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you're having an incredible day, and we're talking to Jeff. I want to talk about this whole overnight. People look at me all the time and go, geez, you know, I wish I would have gotten in at the beginning. That's a bunch of horse manure. I wish this, you know, all this. Here's the deal. I don't care when you get into anything you're doing. The perfect time is when you are willing to give it all you got. Right, Jeff?
That's right. You know, I've been in all these great ground floor opportunities that never got off the ground.
Yeah.
I've got these great titles in companies that no longer exist. And what good did it do me?
Yeah, the opportunity of a lifetime is only predicated by the lifetime of the opportunity.
Sorry.
When you figure 9 out of 10 go broke, you are absolutely playing a bad dart game trying to figure out at the very beginning which one isn't, no matter how compelling the story is. In the name of the game, Robert Kiyosaki hit the nail on the head. He said, join people, not companies. And that's your product's got to be great. Your comp plan's got to be great. The management's got to be great. But that human being that you hop in the foxhole with, and it might be your next door neighbor that's just getting started, but there better be somebody like a Jeff out there that's able to take you guys from zero to hero. And that's the most important thing, don't you think?
Very important who you're working with.
And who are your mentors? Higdon? Anybody else?
Well, I got many, but you mean in network marketing?
Yeah.
Well, Tom Chenault, I mean.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I've got many. It's just people I've met in a lifetime that.
You've done stuff with Tony Robbins, though, outside in relation to your network marketing business, but kind of beyond that. That's been a big thing for you, hasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah. With Tony Robbins, I go back to, like, I saw him in 1988, 89 in Baltimore, was at a company event, and I'm like, they said, okay, we got this guest speaker, Tony Robbins, and he's very mellow now compared to what he was, but he was very fiery, and I said, man, who is this whippersnapper, this fiery guy? But then a few years later, I was broke, bankrupt, and I got his cassette tapes, Personal Power, that's based on his book, Unlimited Power. And it was 30 cassette tapes, 30 days of massive transformation. So I popped in a cassette every day and I took notes. And that was the turning point for me right there.
So you're the tipping point in your real career between where you were and where you are was that decision on that 30 day with Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was going to ask you that question. Thanks for bringing that up. And all of a sudden you realize not only could you do it, but you could teach other people to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I tell people, you don't have to go to a Tony Robbins event to have a transformation or a breakthrough, because I had it there. But I saw Tony last December in West Palm Beach. It was a date with destiny.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, she works for Tony, does volunteer work there at his events. And so she called me up, and this was like early December. She said, Jeff, you need to go to Date with Destiny. You had a breakthrough 27 years ago. You can have a breakthrough in December, this month. And do I need another breakthrough? Okay. All right, I'll go. So I bought myself, my wife, my son. I spent, $21,000 on three tickets and went there. And she said, and you need to get a platinum membership. So that's $85,000, you know. But, you know, that doesn't include the traveling, the hotels, and a lot of other stuff anyway. So you could just double it. Anyway, so I said, I don't know about that. We'll see. But so I'd never been to a Tony event. And there were like 5,000 people. I mean, so excited and pumped up. And I'm telling you, these days go 14 hours. I'm serious. No exaggeration. And I said, wow, these people are crazy. These are my kind of people. I said, but I love the enthusiasm of these people. Well, long story short, I did take that platinum membership. Funny thing, I never got to really use it because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
I can't go to any of the events because there are no events. But anyway, but I did take the platinum membership. And so that night I went to the platinum dinner party. So there was a group of us in the room waiting for Tony to come in with his wife, Sage. And they said, hey, let's get a picture in front of the stage, you know, and tall guys in the back, and, you know, before Tony gets here. And so I went, stood in the back. And next thing I know, I'm feeling these big, huge hands massaging my shoulder. And I looked up, and it was Tony Robbins looking down at me, smiling.
Oh, my God.
His wife was smiling. And I reached over, and I grabbed him. I said, I have got something I've got to tell you. I've been waiting for 27 years to tell you this. And I told him the story. I was broke. I was bankrupt. I had no money, nothing coming in. Listen to your cassettes, Personal Power, for 30 days. Long story short, I went from, I told him how much money I've earned. And he just looked at me and he smiled. I said, what you did changed my life. And he smiled and he said, but you did it.
Wow.
It was an incredible moment just to be able to, you know, I mean, it's hard to get even near that guy, but it was an incredible moment. Yeah. Big change.
That was the perfect thing. Let's take a break. We're coming back right after this with the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, my buddy Jeff. Stick around.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home, making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News. The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. As many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months. In the United States, which has the world's worst coronavirus outbreak, Texas has been struggling with the virus. It's now bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Hanna. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves tightened controls on bars to protect young, drunk, and careless folks. Bars were already limited to operating at 50% capacity. And New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered bars closed and banned restaurants from selling any alcoholic drinks for takeout. That came after more than 2,000 new cases were reported for Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. You have got to take over. You love this guy.
I
know. He gave me.
You,
so here's what happened. He stabbed me.
Question.
I know. He stabbed me in the leg because I'm talking too much.
So, Jeff, you are one half of a dynamic duo with your wife, Michelle. And one of the things that you and I have talked about a little bit that I think is really remarkable, especially for a guy who you would not necessarily peg to be a huge builder all throughout Asia, is that you guys have done a ton of business, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world and especially in Asia. And so talk about that experience and what you've learned doing all this international growth stuff.
Yeah, I can remember, like I said, I started my last company almost 22 years ago. But I never left North America in my life, and I had a passport only because I wanted to be cool, right? So, yeah, I got a passport. Never been in it, but I got a passport. Finally, the company announced that they were going to open in South Korea. They're going to start opening Asia. And I thought, I need to find somebody in South Korea. Because my present team, I looked at my present team and I said, this is not the team that's going to get me to where I want to go. I want to find some people who really, they don't just work, they don't ever stop working. And that's Asians are that way. I mean, Americans will work to live, but they live to work. It's a different mindset. And so anyway, so I put the word out and somebody gave me an email address of a doctor in Seoul, Korea, and he was in a network marketing company. So I wrote him and I told him what we were going to do, if he was interested in, you know, being a part of it. And he was aware of the company coming there. And he wrote me back. I was at a party in South Carolina, and he said, if you want to do business with me, you need to come to Seoul, Korea, and you need to come now.
Wow.
And then I heard these voices in my head. You don't know anything about their language, and you don't know anything about their food, and you don't know. And it just kept going. And I just said, shut up! Shut up! I'm not listening to you. And so I said to everyone at the party, I said, hey, everyone, tomorrow I'm leaving for Seoul, Korea.
No way.
And I drove down to the airport, got a ticket. You know, I used to think a three-hour flight was so long, three freaking hours on a plane. And from that airport till I finally reached Seoul, it was 24 hours later. And so I was really challenging myself. I was pushing myself. I was ready. I was just ready for massive. I just wanted to throw myself into it. And so when I got over there, it was funny because the guy, I limped because I flew coach. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I limped to a taxi. The guy doesn't speak English. And I told him the hotel I'm staying at. I said, do you know this hotel? He said, I said, yes? I said, all right. Got in the drove through, and he took me through the military compound. You know, so on the right side is all these Americans with AK-47s, and on the left side you see all these entry point checkpoints with Koreans with AK-47. I thought, how in the world will I ever build a network marketing business? All they want to do is war, fight. You know, and so finally I get to the we get out of there, and then I get into the city. And then long story short, met the doctor, and they're a different kind of people. So they, you know, I'm used to Tennesseans, right? And he wanted to get right down. He had a poker face when I met him, ready to talk serious business. And I said, listen, man, I want to talk to you about that, but I've been on airports for 24 hours. Can I take a shower? And he says, okay. And then when I came down, then he wanted to do that. I said, you know, I want to talk business with you, but I want to get to know you as a person. So let's go out and have dinner and some drinks, and I want to get to know who you are. Okay. It was that kind of thing. And there were some other leaders in our company that actually wanted that guy. And, but, you know, he bonded. I remember I said, create the sticky stuff, and that's what I was doing. And so we became really good friends, and I didn't know how long I was going to be there. I was there for a month. And he took me, we went all over the Korean Peninsula in his Audi, just traveling and doing meetings. He was translating and everything. And I was so used to, prior to that, I was so used to conference calling. Because in the early 90s, I did a lot of meetings, traveled everywhere doing meetings. Then everything shifted to conference calling, so I got really used to that, not doing meetings. Now I'm back doing meetings again. And I'm thinking, this is weird, and I'm doing meetings in a strange country, and I don't understand their language, but thank God I got this translator, because he's educated, he knows English. And then he took me to the island of Guam. He said, I've got some people over there, it's a three-hour flight, American territory. We flew over there, and I looked around, and I said, my, this is beautiful. This Pacific Ocean, I mean, it's incredible. I'm going to move here. This is where I'm going to live. And sure enough, I found a place right there on the beach and went back home and packed up, and I moved to the island of Guam. And that way I could be 3 hours from Korea. My family said I was crazy. They said, you don't know anything about those people that over there. You don't know anything about any of that. I said, that's right, I don't. But I'll just be gone a year. But I was really gone 5.5 years. Because when I was over there, I put the word out to my leaders back in the United States. If you got anybody in Asia, let me know. Next thing I know, I'm flying to the Philippines for another leader. And then it was Singapore for another leader. And I remember when the company announced Taiwan. Now, none of my leaders knew anybody in Taiwan, and I knew the leader who was going to build in Taiwan. I didn't particularly like her. You know, she was sort of a rude person, you know. And I thought, you know what, there's no way in the world I'm not going to have a leg in that country. So then I started hearing the voices. You don't know their language. You don't know anything about that country. You can't read. You can't. And then I said, shut up. You know, I'm going to go. So I get on a plane and fly to Taiwan. And I get to the, you know, between the airport and driving into Taipei, I'm looking at all the Mandarin Chinese. I thought, oh my God, this is going to be hard. And I get to the hotel and then I think, okay, what are you going to do now? Okay, all right, there's other companies here. Go to a taxi. Take me to the New Skin building. He takes me to the New Skin building. Big, beautiful building. Oh, my gosh. Taj Mahal kind of building. Walk in. I see all these tables and Chinese leaders, and they're all looking at me, and they're thinking, my upline blue diamond from the United States. So I walk over. One of them comes up and says, are you our upline blue diamond from the United States? I said, no. I'm just a tourist, you know, but I love network marketing. And I love New Skin. I just want to see your building. And I said, let me ask you something. Is there a network marketing magazine that people read, look at? You know, he said, yeah. I said, okay, I could take you to lunch. Would you mind taking me there? Oh, yeah, I could do that. Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, man. So while we're on the road, I said, hey, can we stop and I get me a cell phone? I need a phone number. Yeah, I'll help you out. Then we get over to the publisher of the magazine, and I lay out what I want, a full page with my phone number. Got that done. Then I said to the guy, I said, hey, can you help me find a studio office where I could work out of? Yeah, I could help you out. Okay, fine. Hey, you know, can you use some extra money, like translating, helping? Well, you know I'm doing New Skin. Yeah. You do New Skin. Okay, I'll pay you some good money if you'll translate. Next thing I know, you know, I'm hopping planes, trains, and taxi cabs in that country. This guy with me, meeting people all over. Eventually, I do meet my wife at a piano bar because I like to sing at night.
Sweet Michelle.
I like to go and sing. And then she comes in. And I was watching her. She was playing Nat King Cole and singing. And I said, do you know what you're singing about? She says, no. I said, well, you sound good. You really sound good. I said, do you have a card? You know? So we got close and then got married. And all of that, keep in mind, I didn't know a soul in that country. But I never let that held me back. Every time I saw, you know, there was like a road stop, I said, look, I'm blowing that out and I'm going to keep going.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a wild
story. And you just kept telling that guy on your shoulder to shut up.
Shut up. I still tell him to shut up.
Take that guy with us. We actually listen to him. He's got terrible ideas, and we take him everywhere we go. And the faster you can tell that guy to pipe down, you got to take him with you. But, man, you got to put a muzzle on him because he will talk you out of everything. And one thing about it earlier, you talked deeply about your faith in a very, very short amount of time. But, you know, if you just on the shoulder, you got God and your faith, and you know things are going to be okay, and let this guy with all the negative just take a hike, things do work out. You met your wife, the beautiful Michelle, who's one heck of a woman. I know her. You know her.
Yeah.
You just got, you know, that you just got out of the way and let God drive the bus, Jeff, and that's what happened.
Well, I got more than I deserved, that's for sure.
That's the understatement of the year. So now, the two of you have had children?
One.
And so, and how old is that child now?
He's 11.
And are you flying him back and forth so he can see that country?
Oh, yes, many times. He's been there many times.
And what do you think about the future of network marketing on the planet as we are right this minute and then in 5 years? Do you think it's just this has been the perfect storm, actually, because the awareness of everything or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I know you had to experience this, too. But in March, when all these companies were closing their doors and sending employees home and all that, and it was doom and gloom, and in the month of March, my business went up $9 million just in that month. I mean, it just went like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to think about it all because, for example, Asians are very face-to-face kind of people. Now, Korea, they're more advanced in technology than the United States. They make us look pretty stupid. So does China, for that matter. But the thing is, even though the Koreans have that technology, they want to get together. If they're going to do a presentation to a prospect, they want to see them face-to-face. They like to do meetings. They like to get together. And that's their thing. So it was my concern, though. You know, I told them all, I said, you know, it's great that you guys do that. I don't think you should stop doing that because it's working. I think you ought to include some other things with it and start leveraging on social media where you can attract a younger crowd and things like that. And they're like, yeah, you know, sure, that sounds good. And then I get on the plane and say, wow, it's good. I did some good there. And they think, well, we love Jeff. We're glad he's gone because we're not going to do that.
Wow. Hey, Jeff, quick break. So stick around with a minute to go. Adrian kicked me again. We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
It is Tom Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Marianne Niehaus, with Adrian Chenault, with Jeff Altbergers, and who else?
The world.
The world. So here's what we're doing, Jeff. Final segment on this show. How do people find you? Like, no kidding, find you. So if they want to be mentored by you, or if they just want to stand back and watch you do your magic, how would you suggest people plug into you?
Just Facebook.
Okay, so spell your name.
You know, my 11-year-old says, Daddy, Facebook is for old people.
Yeah.
He does TikTok, right? He says, Facebook is... I said, should I do TikTok? He said, no.
No.
He says, Facebook is for old people, so you do Facebook.
Yeah, very, very cool. And so I happen to agree with that, and you're 100% right. These kids are out to someplace else, and if you're looking for that market, you probably have to look elsewhere from Facebook, but there's plenty of us people out there are on Facebook, and find contactmapping.com and the Contact Mapping Community Group also on Facebook, because I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to be like Jeff. You want to be happy. You want to be completely in love with yourself in a humble way where you know that your life's purpose is to help other people. That's kind of how you resonate, is your entire life and your legacy is service and helping people, right?
That's right.
And I love that. That's
so right. And the last thing I wanted to ask you about, Jeff, is, you know, and forgive me if I'm wrong, and it's just you've only been on my radar screen for the last couple of years, but it feels to me like you have kind of, you know, taken on a new level in the way that you've engaged publicly, in the way that you've engaged in Ray Higdon's, you know, some of the stuff you've been doing with him, and just kind of leveling up your profile, maybe beyond your company, to this sort of global stage. So, number one, tell me if that's right, and then talk about the process of how you decided to do that and what that's done for your life and your business.
And Tom knows this, because how many years have you been in network marketing, Tom?
30.
Okay, so I started in the 70s, back in the 70s, so we're talking about over four decades. So it seems like every decade there's a paradigm shift in methodology, in the tools that we use, the way we do things. And when we don't shift, we get confused because we become unrelatable to people. And then we start blaming or coming up with the wrong reasons for it. It's the downline. It's the upline. It's the company. It's the prospects. And because we keep doing what we've always been doing, but we're not getting the same results. And it's frustrating them. But what's really happening is we're not paying attention to the fact that society is shifting and they're changing, but we're not adapting because we want them to do it the way we've always done it, because that's the way it's always worked. And so I just paid attention that when those things happen, I'm like, okay, what are the methods? What's the methodology? What's the tools? What are the, you know, how are we going to do this? The format. Like I said, there was a time I was going everywhere during meetings. And I loved it. I had a lot of great memories of that. But then I saw that everything was shifting to conference calling. And I thought, conference calling, that's weird. And then we went to conference calling. And I built a team without leaving the driveway, without doing one single meeting. This was almost 22 years ago. My first 90 days, not bringing over a downline, starting all over. I had a downline of 800 people in 90 days, just through conference calling and hotlines we used back then. Hotline on the product, just call this number, you know? And that was it, just a couple of tools. And we're killing it. We're crushing it, right? But again, then there's the shift. And then here comes, you know, at that time, the internet, and then social media behind it, another shift. So we have these shifts. So why Ray Higdon? Why, you know, because I want to just be aware of what is shifting out there. And I look for people that are aware of those things, and they make you aware. And then how to leverage all those things, how to be relatable to people. I think that's most important. Can a younger person relate to me, to someone who's 64? And so, again, it's finding and educating myself. A lot of networkers don't want to do that. They get their income to a certain level, and they say, everything's fine. But they're not relatable. So they're not growing. They're not drawing people. And then they say, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's happening? What's wrong with people? There's nothing wrong with people. It's just that we have to adapt and change. Now, I'll be the first to admit, do I want to do that? No. Do I like it? No. I resent it. Tom's going to say something.
But you did it. You pivoted. Next week, we've got Donna Maria Saratella. And I don't know if you know this lady. She just scares the crud out of me because she is like the queen of compliance in network marketing. And she's written a book, and you need to, because we need to stay in business. This profession has to stay in business. So next week is going to be, and she's a character. So it's not going to be a boring show. She's just tough as nails, and it's going to be fun. But it's not going to be a
distributor in a company.
She does. She's like, I hooked up with her with Troy Dooley and the ANMP, and she came and gave us a speech on what to do compliance-wise to keep companies in business in the profession, and she knocked the cover off the ball. And we're in it. You know, the FTC, the FDA, all these places, Tina.org, all these places are really, really being hypersensitive to income claims and product claims. So I thought I'd bring her on here and let her talk to us. So it's going to be exciting. Jeff, we love you with all of our heart. We love your wife even more. Your little 11-year-old boy, luckiest kid in the world. We're going to come out there one of these days and see those bears. And we love you, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Look forward to it.
And bye-bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.